This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ. This is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, May 9th, 2025. The 2025 Dayton Ham Mention is right around the corner. Our Sierra Harrop W5DX has some great information about the free ARRL events app. Sierra?
Yeah, John, as you know, Hamvention is the world's largest gathering of radio amateurs. It's held this year, May 16th through 18th in Xenia, Ohio. There's a lot to do and see, so we want to help you use the ARRL Events app to make sure you don't miss a beat and you can plan out your visit ahead of time. And hundreds of our fellow hams have already installed the app this week and are using it. It includes Hamvention's full program. You can browse and schedule the forums, preview the extensive list of exhibitors, and find all the events that are happening. Now, during the event, you can use the app features to follow along the hourly prize drawings populated by the Dayton Hamvention Prize Committee and browse building and site maps so you can find exactly what you're looking for in all of that complex. Now, those going are also encouraged to tap on the My Profile icon in the app, add your name and call sign, email address, anything else you'd like to share with other guests, because it generates a QR code on your event badge that you can then scan on the app and trade information, an in-person QSL card, if you will, with your other attendees right in the app. So check it out. It's available on Apple and Android smart devices. And there's also a web browser version if you use a different kind of phone or no smartphone at all. Either way, you're going to be able to take advantage of the ARRL Events app. Find it in your app store or at tripbuildermedia.com/apps/ARRL. Find all the information on Hamvention at hamvention.org and ARRL's presence there at ARRL.org/expo. I'm Sierra Harrop, W5DX, and we'll see you at Dayton Hamvention.
A session of the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, TI, is being hosted this summer by the John Hopkins University Applied Physics Lab in Laurel, Maryland. This marks the first time a major research university has hosted the ARRL program. The TI program is expanding significantly in 2025. Already an institute was held on Staten Island, New York, to mark the first regional session. Sessions in Texas and southeastern U.S. are scheduled for later this year as well. Working with John Hopkins University is the result of ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, exhibiting the program at the National Science Teachers Association Conference in Philadelphia earlier this year. Representatives from the university saw Goodgame's presentation on the impact that amateur radio can have on the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM curriculum. "This is a huge win. To have a name like John Hopkins interested in the work we're doing," said Goodgame. "We are hoping to partner with them frequently to hold more sessions, license teachers, and inspire kids. Part of ARRL's mission is to inspire the next generation of radio amateurs, but the TI takes it further," Goodgame added. "This isn't just about getting a group of teens licensed. It's about making young people think about how radio and wireless technology impact our world and integrate into the industrial landscape of tomorrow." The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology is funded entirely by donations to the ARRL Education and Technology Fund. Learn more about the program at www.arrl.org/TI. 2025 ARRL Field Day will be here before you know it. We're just 7 weeks away from Ham Radio's biggest event, held each year on the fourth full weekend of June, this year the 28th and 29th of June. The theme of Radio Connects highlights the many ways that amateur radio makes connections. As amateur radio operators, we know the excitement of the weekend. It's part getting together, part emergency communications exercise, and part operating event. It's also amateur radio's time to shine and welcome the public to learn about and experience this wonderful hobby. A major aspect of any successful ARRL Field Day operation is the publicity and outreach. How can the public learn about the event if they don't know it's happening? Well, the ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Committee recently held a publicity workshop for public information volunteers. One of the tools presented is the 2025 ARRL Field Day poster. It can be posted around your area, think libraries, bulletin boards, community centers, etc., with your event information filled right in on it. The 11x17 poster is available as a free PDF download or available for purchase in packs of 25 from the ARRL store. It tells the story of amateur radio as a fun hobby, resource for public service, and a tool for inspiring the next generation of technical leaders by providing a hands-on sandbox where students can gain experience in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sierra Harrop, W5DX, says now is a great time to plaster those posters around your community. The summer tends to be a busy time with weddings, travel, and other activities. Get your club's ARRL Field Day activities in front of people now with the posters so they can plan to be there. Check out all the resources for ARRL Field Day at www.arrl.org/fieldday. Even an inch of rain could not stop hundreds of scouts or amateur radio operators at the centennial of Camp Lazarus near Delaware, Ohio this past weekend. ARRL Great Lakes Division Vice Director Roy Hook, W8REH, said the weather was lousy, cold, with an all-day rain. We were inside the large back porch of the main building, so we were out of the rain but not out of the cold. However, we did have several stations operating, said Hook. Our turnout was good, with many hams from various clubs attending, and we were able to interest many of the scouts and parents who stopped by. Hook went on to say that a trip to check out the dining hall proved a surprise, finding hundreds of scouts just chowing down inside. The weather didn't dampen their spirits, he noted. It just changed where they were hanging out and having fun. A group of scouts 12 to 13 years old discovered they could send emails from the WinLink PC, so they took turns sending messages to their family and friends. All in all, a good day despite the rain. The FBI Amateur Radio Association in Fredericksburg, Virginia, will host a special event for National Police Week, May 11th through the 18th, 2025. K3FBI/0-9 will be on the air from 0001 Zulu Sunday, May 11th through 2359 Zulu Sunday, May 18th, operating on all bands and all modes, and a certificate is available. The event honors all law enforcement members who have died in the line of duty. There will be multiple stations from around the U.S. operating. On May 11th, K3FBI/9 will operate from the Little Bohemia Lodge in Manitowish Waters, Wisconsin. This was the scene of the 1934 raid to capture John Dillinger and Babyface Nelson, and also where FBI Special Agent W. Carter Braum was killed. In addition, on May 11th through the 17th at 000 Zulu to 000 Zulu, the West Travis Lofton High School ARC, K4WTL in Gainesburg, Florida, will operate special event station N4P. The second annual Queens of the Mountains YL Summits on the Air SOTA Special Event Weekend will start at 000 Zulu on June 7th and end at 2359 Zulu on June 8th, 2025. The biggest change from last year is that women from around the world are being invited to activate the summits. After positive feedback and support from several international YL resources last year, the hope for 2025 is that YLs worldwide will participate, making this a truly international event. New this year is the event use of special one-by-one call signs for U.S. participants. That's no longer required. Operators may apply for and use a one-by-one call sign, but everyone should feel free to use their own call sign. All amateur radio operators, OM and YLs, are invited to chase the Queens, and all SOTA YLs around the world are encouraged to activate. In addition to certificates recognizing various levels of achievement by YL activators, all chasers are eligible to receive a certificate for working five or more YL activators. For more information, visit www.sota.org.uk. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. The 43rd Annual AMSAT Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting will be held in Phoenix this year at the Holiday Inn and Suites, Phoenix Airport North. The AMSAT Board of Directors meeting will be on Thursday, October 16th, and the morning of Friday, October 17th. The symposium will begin after lunch on Friday and will finish on Saturday, October 18th. After the symposium is the annual membership meeting. Sunday morning will be the AMSAT Ambassador's Breakfast. The banquet will be on Saturday evening with guest speaker and, of course, the thruster firing and auctioning of some really neat stuff afterwards. Information on room reservations at a reduced rate and event registration will follow shortly. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, more great contests. May 10th through the 11th, the CQM International DX Contest, that's CW and Phone, the Canadian Prairies QSO Party, CW and Phone, and the 50 MHz Spring Sprint, CW Phone and Digital. On May 12th, the RSGB 80-meter Club Championship, single sideband, phone there. May 13th, the DARC FT4 Contest, that's digital. On May 16th, the K1USN Slow Speed Test, CW, and the NCCC FT4 Sprint, that is also digital. May 17th through the 18th, His Majesty King of Spain Contest, that's CW. Also May 17th through the 18th, the Arkansas QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. On May 20th, it's the ICWC Medium Speed Test, CW. May 21st, the RSGB 80-meter Club Championship, that's data. And on May 22nd, the NAQCC CW Sprint, that is CW. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information in your area. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions, May 10th, it's the Lincoln Amateur Radio Club hosting the ARRL Nebraska State Convention, that's in Lincoln, Nebraska. May 16th through the 18th, the Dayton Hamvention in Xenia, Ohio. May 30th through June 1st, CPAC hosting the ARRL Northwestern Division Convention in Seaside, Oregon. And on June 8th, it's the Breeze Shooters Hamfest hosting the ARRL Western Pennsylvania Section Convention, that's in Butler, Pennsylvania. And finally this week, thanks to the Holmesburg Amateur Radio Club in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.